Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah. And the topic is Our Lord the Most Merciful, Rabbuna ar-Rahman. Alhamdulillah. All praise be to Allah. The Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate, whose mercy encompasses all creation. We bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And we bear witness that our Prophet Muhammad is the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah send His prayers, peace, and blessings upon him, his family, his companions, and all who follow in their path. To proceed, I advise you, O servants of Allah, as well as myself, to be mindful of Allah. The Exalted said, وَهَذَا كِتَابٌ أَنْزَلْنَاهُ مُبَارَكٌ فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And this is a blessed book, which we have sent down to follow it and be mindful of Allah, so that you may receive mercy. O believers, Allah is the most merciful. The most merciful, Ar-Rahman, is one of the beautiful names of Allah. It is a name that hearts find comfort in when they hear it, and souls find tranquility in its meanings. By this name, our Lord introduced himself to his servants, saying in his book, Your God is one God. There is no God except Him, the most merciful, the most compassionate. وَإِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهٌ وَاحِدٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ الرَّحْمَنُ الرَّحِيمُ. He mentioned this name twice at the opening of the Quran, saying, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate. Praise be to Allah, Lord of the worlds, the most merciful, the most compassionate. And why would it not be so? When the Quran is a revelation from the most merciful, the most compassionate, تَنْزِيلٌ مِّنَ الرَّحْمَنِ الرَّحِيمِ, sent down to be a mercy for all people. And in mercy he sent our noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We have not sent you except as a mercy to the worlds. Among the manifestations of His mercy, exalted be He, is all that He has prepared for us to enable life upon His earth. أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ سَخَّرَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ وَالْفُلْكَ تَجْرِي فِي الْبَحْرِ بِأَمْرِهِ وَيُمْسِكُ السَّمَاءَ أَن تَقَعَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا بِإِذْنِهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِالنَّاسِ لَرَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Do you not see that Allah has subjected to you whatever is on the earth and the ships that sail through the sea by His command, and He holds back the sky from falling upon the earth except by His permission? Indeed, Allah is most kind, most merciful to mankind. Glory be to you, our Lord. How abundant is your mercy! It has overflowed upon all existence and encompassed every creature. True indeed is your saying, وَرَحْمَتِي وَسِعَتْ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ. My mercy encompasses all things. The messengers and prophets sought your mercy and raised their hands in hope. Moses, peace be upon him, supplicated, رب اغفر لي ولأخي وأدخلنا في رحمتك وأنت أرحم الراحمين. My Lord, forgive me and my brother and admit us into your mercy, for you are the most merciful of the merciful. Solomon, peace be upon him, asked, وأدخلني برحمتك في عبادك الصالحين. Admit me by your mercy into the company of your righteous servants. And your beloved prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pleaded, ارحمني رحمة تغنيني بها عن رحمة من سواك. Have mercy on me with a mercy that makes me needless of the mercy of anyone besides you. Glory be to you, all creation hopes for your mercy, each according to its state. And you are the one who said, ربنا وسعت كل شيء رحمة وعلما. Our Lord, you encompass all things in mercy and knowledge. You saw the sinners and covered their faults, showed them mercy and forgave. And upon your throne you decreed, إِنَّ رَحْمَتِي سَبَقَتْ غَضَبِي. My mercy preceded my wrath. And in the Quran you called out, يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. O my servants who have wronged themselves, don't despair of Allah's mercy. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins. He is the all-forgiving, the most merciful. Glory be to Him, the magnificent Lord, whose mercy is vast. He has opened the gates of the heavens with generosity and spread out every path of bounty. وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمُ ادْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. Your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. So if you call upon him, he will answer your supplication. Hear your whispered prayers, mend your hearts, and envelope you in his mercy. For he is the most merciful of the merciful, وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. How often, O servants of Allah, he has blessed you with a favor prepared just for you. How many times your eyes have wept from distress, then he relieved it. How many burdens weighed on your heart until he lifted them. And all of that is nothing but mercy from your Lord. Truly, his favor upon you is immense. إِلَّا رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ إِنَّ فَضْلَهُ كَانَ عَلَيْكَ كَبِيرًا. Among his mercy is that after hardship and trials, he grants gifts, blessings, and relief, and he strengthens his servants with his words, سَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ بَعْدَ عُسْرٍ يُسْرًا. Allah will bring about ease after hardship. So don't grieve or fear. Above you is a sky from which mercies descend. You have a merciful Lord who brings calm to your heart, eases your pain, and heals your ailments. He takes from you in order to give you, withholds from you in order to grant you, and closes one door only to open many others. Inna rabbakum la ra'ufur rahim. Indeed, your Lord is most kind, most merciful. O believers, all the manifestations of Allah's mercy that exist in this world are but one part out of 100 parts of His vast mercy. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, جعل الله الرحمة مئة جزء فأمسك عنده تسعة وتسعين وأنزل في الأرض جزءا واحدا فمن ذلك الجزء تتراحم الخلائق. Allah made mercy into 100 parts. He kept 99 parts with himself and sent down one part to the earth. From that single part, all creatures show mercy to one another. So, whoever wishes to be encompassed by the mercy of his Lord must be merciful toward others. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ar-Rahimuna yarhamuhumu ar-Rahman. Irhamu man fil ardi yarhamkum man fis sama. The merciful are shown mercy by the most merciful. Be merciful to those on earth, and the one in the heavens will have mercy on you. Let us make mercy the foundation of our behavior toward our parents, in obedience to his command. وَخْفِضْ لَهُمَا جَنَاحَ الذُّلِّ مِنَ الرَّحْمَةِ. Lower to them the wing of humility out of mercy. And let us adorn our family life with mercy and affection toward our spouses, acting upon his words, وَجَعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ مَوَدَّةً وَرَحْمَةً. He placed between you affection and mercy. If affection fades, mercy remains. Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, said to a man who wanted to divorce his wife because he no longer loved her, not every household is built upon love. ليس كل البيوت تبنى على الحب. Meaning that mercy endures even when affection weakens. Our children are among the most deserving of our compassion and tenderness. This was the practice of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As Anas radiyallahu anhu said, ما رأيت أحدا كان أرحم بالعيال من رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I have never seen anyone more compassionate toward his family than the Messenger of Allah. So let mercy be a clear quality in your community, in all your conduct and dealings. Raise your children upon it, and seek your Lord's mercy through supplication, just as the prophets did, and increase in obedience and doing good. For indeed the mercy of Allah is near to the doers of good. إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And as Allah said, وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Establish prayer, give zakah, and obey the messenger, so that you may receive mercy. And Allah said, وَإِذَا قُرِئَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنصِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran is recited, listen to it and be attentive to that, so that you may receive mercy. And Allah said, وَاسْتَغْفِرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. Seek forgiveness from Allah. Indeed, Allah is most forgiving, most merciful. O Allah, send your blessings and peace upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the seal of the messengers, and upon his family, his companions, and those who follow them. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all the noble companions. O Allah, Lord of mercy, in this world and the hereafter, envelop us in your vast mercy. O Allah, make us believers in you, worshippers devoted to you, compassionate among ourselves, and dutiful to our parents. Have mercy on them as they raised us when we were young, O most merciful. O Allah, have mercy on our deceased, O most compassionate. Treat them with mercy and kindness. Fill their graves with mercy. Make their reckoning gentle. Increase the weight of their good deeds through your mercy, and admit them into paradise through your grace. O Allah, protect the United Arab Emirates, surround it with your care, and guard it with your watchfulness, O Lord of the worlds. O Allah, preserve Sheikh Mohammed bin Zayed, President of the State. Grant him continued wisdom and sound judgment, and bless him, his deputies, his brothers, the rulers of the Emirates, and his loyal Crown Prince, with success in all that you love and are pleased with. O Allah, have mercy on the Muslim men and women, the living and the deceased. O Allah, you whose mercy is vast and whose generosity is immense, grant us abundant rain and don't make us among the despairing. O Allah, send us rain, send us rain, send us rain. O Allah, we seek your forgiveness. You are indeed ever forgiving. So pour down from the sky upon us plentiful rain. Servants of Allah, remember Allah, the Almighty and Majestic, and He will remember you. Be grateful for His blessings, and He will increase you. I say these words of mine and ask Allah's forgiveness for myself and for you, so seek His forgiveness. This khutbah was brought to you by Idhaatul Quran, Abu Dhabi.